In Mexico, where President Bush stopped yesterday, border security was center stage. Since September 11th, the U.S.-Mexican border has become a jammed scene. A new kind of ID card for trusted commuters is being proposed as a kind of easy pass to aid traffic flow. Then there's the low-tech solution. As Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS reports, thousands of San Diego and Tijuana residents avoid the wait on bicycles. He visited the world's busiest border crossing just south of San Diego.
It's a busy weekday morning just south of the San Ysidro border crossing. Tijuana residents headed to work in San Diego must wait 2 hours to cross in their cars or 90 minutes in the pedestrian lanes. These lines also hold up visitors like John Dewey, a 32-year-old from L.A. who says he can't wait.
They got to fix it up. It's just ridiculous. I know that's for security reasons, but they got to find an easier way to do it.
Since border security tightened in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks, lines here have gotten longer and less predictable. But bicycles offer a shortcut, zipping among the cars to the front of the line. People like Dewey are finding this two-wheeled method the fastest.
So this is gonna save me. I've never used it before, but people say, hey, take it for $5 across the border.
To get a bike, Dewey goes to Sammy Pacheco, an entrepreneur who has found a niche among the border traffic chaos. His open-air bike stand sits among a row of shops along the pedestrian walkway to the border.
Hello, my friend. How's the line?
Long.
Yeah?
Always.
Very good for me.
Yeah. Well, you saved me.
Pacheco rents bicycles to harried commuters, Mexicans and Americans. Clients pay $5 for 5 minutes and then leave the bikes at a drop-off on the other side. One of Pacheco's partners returns the bikes to Tijuana in a van. From the time he opens at 8:30 in the morning, Pacheco is booked solid. Business has been so good since he began renting last fall that another bike rental company opened next door. After leaving Pacheco's stand, Jeffrey Brown of San Diego pedals past the pedestrian line and then through the giant San Ysidro border station.
It's sweet, man. We're passing about 100 people a minute as they stand in line, I think. It's great because you can get to the border in like 2 minutes.
On the U.S. side, thousands of bicycle commuters from Mexico have locked up their bikes outside a trolley station. Officials at the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service are encouraging bikes as a commuting alternative. They open one of the 24 crossing lanes for bicycles only several mornings a week. INS officials check everyone's backpack and ID. In the past few months, several illegal immigrants have tried to sneak through on bikes, and officials expect more will follow. One of the goals of President Bush's new plan announced on Friday is to speed the cross-border commute using so-called smart technology. But it probably won't be up and running for several years. In the meantime, quick-thinking businessmen like Sammy Pacheco will be making money with a simple, non-polluting vehicle.
The people call me the Lord of the bikes. I don't know why.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana, Mexico.